LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC that President Trump will sign an executive order this afternoon telling the Department of Education it needs to shut down. Doing so would actually require an act of Congress, but the order would begin the process. The Trump administration also saying that it's said to be planning a swath of land where military would be granted new authority to hold migrants who have crossed the border from Mexico.
Sources tell us that the Trump administration is considering dramatically expanding the role of the U.S. military along the southern border. The plan, sources say, includes creating a buffer zone along the border that would allow military personnel to temporarily hold migrants who cross into the U.S. illegally until federal law enforcement arrives.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Israeli strikes have killed at least 85 people overnight, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. The Israeli military restoring a blockade on northern Gaza, leaving only one passage south in the territory. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Senate has unanimously passed a bill meant to protect women receiving medical care who are either unconscious or under anesthesia. The bill would require written consent to perform pelvic exams on women involving a medical student. The legislation has wide support from health groups in the state, including the Wisconsin Nursing Association, Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health, and the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault. The bill still needs to pass the full state assembly before heading to Governor Tony Evers. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting applications for new export expansion grants. According to a press release, the grants are funded through the Wisconsin Initiative for Agricultural Exports and seek to promote the growth of the state's dairy, meat, and crop exports. Meat or crop exports will be eligible for between $25,000 and $50,000 in grant funding. Dairy exports will be eligible for between $25,000 and $100,000. Grant applications must be submitted by April 9th. A Hayward man has officially been charged in Sawyer County Circuit Court in relation to a December shooting incident. According to court documents, 18-year-old Elijah Pacheco is facing charges of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and first-degree recklessly endangering safety. He's accused of shooting at a 17-year-old near Round Lake School Road, who was later taken to the hospital with wounds to his face and arm. The victim allegedly told authorities that Pacheco believed he had some involvement in a prior shooting incident. Construction crews have started demolition work for renovations at the Vaughan Public Library in Ashland. The downtown library is undergoing an $8 million renovation project in two phases, with its reopening scheduled for next February or March. The renovations will include improved lighting, heating and cooling, and electricity infrastructure. It will also see the introduction of a community gathering place and additional space for library collections. The library will operate out of the former CESA 12 building until renovations are complete. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers and the Big Dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today. The game being played at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. John Tonjay transferred to Wisconsin, where he's become the Badgers' leading scorer, and was asked, what's it like being back in Denver, where he went to Colorado State for 4 years?
Yeah, it was pretty cool to know that I'm coming back to a familiar place. You know, it brings back a lot of memories just driving around and kind of just seeing the downtown area of Denver. So it's definitely a blessing to be back in Colorado for a little bit.
Marquette is in Cleveland today, where they open the tournament tomorrow night against New Mexico. NBA, the Bucks road trip continues tonight in LA, where they take on the Lakers. Game time 9:30. Doc Rivers reportedly met with Giannis and Damian Lillard to address the team's slump. The Bucks coming off a loss at Golden State.
At the start of the game, you know, we were too slow at it to where they and keep the matchups in the action that they wanted. We just got to be just quicker about those things and be better.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 40s this afternoon. The wind will be west to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles in the afternoon with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
"The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?"
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, we have panels that wrap up the week's big stories nationally from a Courier newsroom perspective, and we'll preview the weekend in March Madness sports.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Wobbler.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, Earl, I'm feeling very good today, man. Just want to extend a warm welcome and birthday wish to my wife, man, Miss Didi Glisper, man. She's doing pretty good, man. She turns 31 today.
Well, happy birthday to your bride and 31.
Yes.
31. Can I even think back that far? But anyway, man, congratulations and happy birthday. It's Thursday, and that means we are officially in the pharmacy with the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing. I'm melancholy. I'm like the weather.
Yeah.
You know it is.
Well, I say the weather prepping is, but the weather is prepping for the summer. What can I tell you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can say that because you're constantly out of the weather and into some warm weather where the sun is shining. It really does matter, doesn't it?
It does matter for sure. Everything matters, Earl. You know, how you feel about the day matters. And but I think the warmth of our hearts can get us through, because you just get from the car to the building, from the building to the car, wherever you're going. It is importance of like exercising and going out and seeing the sun, all of this helps for sure. But we have to always look at the pros and cons of every place we live in, right?
You know, Dr. Omar, you and I are going to have a conversation, you know, that we constantly have, and this is this ongoing battle that we have with weight and how to lose weight, how to keep it off. And the battle is always, you know, predicated on the fact that we watch television and they've got all of these things that they show you to get you to buy them. And at the root of all of it is money. They're not concerned about whether or not it's healthy for you or not. You know, I used to look at, they have the triple burgers, triple pound burger. Look, three pound burgers or whatever it's called. I don't know. What do you call them? What is it? Three,
oh my God.
3 ounces or what? I don't know. Pounds. Yeah, quarter, quarter pound, three times. And you got these big sloppy burgers and grease is running off of them and there's cheese on them, Dr. Omar, and man, and it just, oh, man, it looks great, right? And you're looking at that and you're saying, wow, man, I gotta get one of those. But you don't realize it's not good for you.
It is the problem is like when you leave your work and you go home, you have to think how many fast food chain I'm going to stop by, how many Dave's Hot Chicken, how many. It's just like a lot, right? You don't see a lot of places selling broccoli on your way home.
No.
So, you know, so all of this noise in your head that tell you, like, I want to eat quarter pounder when I go home, it's for a reason. You covet what you see every day. You want to have this delicious burger because you see a lot of commercials on it. And that is one of the problems we're having. And one of the problems that are being solved by the injectable GLP-1 agonists is that it helps to stop the noise of the food in our heads. And when we are under stress, when we're not sleeping enough, and we are malnourished, and we go through this kind of yayo dieting, I'm going to go between not eating for long hours and then suddenly binging eating for like whatever, and then decide, oh, and now I'm going to decide to lose weight because I saw this kind of ad on that program. Moving between like inconsistent ways of living get us to what I call metaflammation. It's a term that talks about metabolic inflammation that was first coined and used, I think, 2006 or 2007 in a research about how the low-grade inflammation in our bodies keep building until it gives us results of diabetes, cardiovascular events, and being obese and overweight. And then we start to look for the solution, but to find one solution, we have to look at the layers of the health problems that we have been accumulating over the years, and the solution is not going to happen in 1 or 2 weeks. So it needs patience, understanding, looking at the whole scope of our health, and then we can find solutions to our health crisis.
You know, Dr. Omar, it's the longer you live, the more you realize, you know, when you're younger, you can kind of get away with some of those things. Your system is fresh and it's working like a well-oiled machine. I guess it's just like an automobile. When you first buy that beautiful car and you make sure you put all the right things in it, you're not putting cheap gas in it, you're making sure you're getting the oil changed on time and you're making sure the tires are, it's a brand new automobile. And so you're cognizant of what you need to keep it operating at its peak, you know, at its peak. So yeah. It is with your body, I guess. You know, the older we get, you know, we just, we're not able to get away with the things that we were able to get away with when we were younger. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, our body is resistant enough to a lot of the metabolic changes that we do, a lot of the insults that we incur over the years. And then at a certain point, you just kind of have a cup that you're overflowing with problems. And then suddenly you're just kind of in the Grand Canyon and only one push gonna put you down. So you have to kind of stop and look back and not worry about opening this door that's going to show you the real issues that you're going through. So that's why don't seek the solution to your problem with just a prescription. Seek for seeing the full picture of your health, and then you can do something. And you have to start today, and you start today by looking at the future. Not just looking at the past, what you failed on doing. Look at the present moment and the future you in 1 and 2 and 5 years. You're going to find a lot of things that you can do, because everyone that achieved something was in a dark spot someday. that they looked at the future and the present moment and they found how much they can do.
You know, Dr. Omar, what is this? This is March. We're heading towards April. People made all these commitments. I'm going to get healthy this year and at the beginning of the new year. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to work out. I'm going to do all those things. Well, those resolutions have long since passed. And so people really had good intentions when they said those things, but it's more than a notion to get healthy, right?
Yeah. It's more than a notion to get healthy. It is being healthy. You can translate it to happiness, because if you're healthy, your body is healthy. You're mentally healthy. Your soul is healthy. So it's kind of systems. It's not just to overcome high blood pressure or lower your A1C. Being healthy, we can translate it in today's terms of physical living. It's very, very precious, and we have to do everything we can to stay healthy. And Earl, I see people investing tremendous amount of money to get this injection or this new pill or this new medication that will help them with their headaches. And then there might be simpler, cheaper solutions, but they need more proactivity in order to get them going. And sometimes it's just, we have to measure your magnesium, and we see that you have no magnesium because you don't eat any leafy greens or any kind of vegetables. So we have to get you some of those. So just figuring out what's going on is very important. And that's why I tell patients who are seeking health to always start with getting direction of making the right assessment, the right labs. If I'm going to do for exercising and I have failed in exercising for the last 20 years, I need some guidance. I need a coach. I need an app, something to do different, you know?
You know, Dr. Omar, we're turning the page. Spring is on the horizon. And so this is a good time, right? I guess every time is a good time, right? To commit to, you know, changing your lifestyle.
Of course, every time is right time. But I think we are in the change of the seasons time, that people are seeking new ways of living and do some changes. And also we have some disturbing news about affordability of injectables for many, many people. So figuring out other ways to stay healthy, other ways for people who are overweight to lose weight. That is something like it's a good topic to explore and find solutions.
All right. We're certainly going to delve deeper into that. It is Thursday at 8 o'clock. That means Thursdays with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia and founder of Welltopia Pharmacy, Mequon, Thiensville. You know, you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Any question or comment that you may have, now is always the time when Dr. Omar's, you know, in the pharmacy, and that's where you are now, on the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
On April 1st, we have a choice to make. Donald Trump wants us to elect Brad Schimmel to the Supreme Court. Elon Musk's even spending millions to elect him, because they know Schimmel will do whatever they want, even if that means letting them cut health care and food for hungry kids or eliminate the Department of Education. That's why we need to vote for Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I've made sure rapists, murderers, and child predators were behind bars where they belong. And I trust women to make their own healthcare decisions. Brad Schimmel doesn't, but I always will. And that's why I'm asking for your vote.
That's Judge Susan Crawford, protecting our rights, our families, and our community. So on April 1st, help keep Trump and Musk in check. Go to the polls and vote for Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Make the right choice. Vote Susan Crawford on April 1st. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
The Madness.
Blackwell inside and he sends it down with the right hand.
Starts.
Tanjay with bad intentions.
Now.
Long three, left side, book it.
It's the NCAA Tournament. Join us Thursday live from Denver, Colorado. It's Wisconsin and Montana. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Wisconsin basketball.
To the rim. Slam dunk. Carter Gilmore.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Questions or comments are certainly always welcome. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always give us a call at 262-429-9429. Or they can go to wiltopiarx.com and send us a message.
So you talk about, and one of the things that we certainly we're going to talk about today is the fact that these compounded injections that people were Mounjaro, Wegovy, and the other names of those different meds that can lower your A1C and certainly cause you to lose some weight, are now going to be kind of, you know, taken off the market unless you have to pay for them yourself.
Yeah, there was like shortage. There was shortage, and that shortage from the manufacturing drugs of the commercially available medications, that shortage is being covered now, especially for the newer molecule, tirzepatide. There is something called a molecular patent on that tirzepatide. If the shortage goes away, no one can make or sell this molecule. So there's going to be only the Mounjaro and the Zepbound, and these are expensive drugs to get outside of the insurance, putting into consideration that many times the insurance doesn't cover these drugs. The prices go $1,000 plus. to get it for a 1 month supply.
Yeah, 1 month.
So, yeah, patients were able to get the cheaper compounded version during the shortage that's like ending now. And they were paying maybe $250, $300 per month, which was affordable for many people. People were losing weight, and then suddenly this is taken away. And now we're freaking out what to do without these medications, seeking alternatives. And what I want to tell you is that big thing of how these medications work is that they just stop the noise of food that, you know, I'm hungry, I want to eat. So they make you eat less, make the food move slower in your GI, and that helps you to lose weight. Reality of thing, Earl, is that you can achieve results with addressing the core issue of your problem by looking at what I call the system biology approach. The gut health, what's happening in my gut? Do I have problem with what's called leaky gut? Food like particles are moving and causing inflammation in my body. Do I have issues in the gut that need to be fixed? Do I need more fiber? Do I have IBS and Crohn's? Do I have any of those gut issues, that gut that help us to extract nutrients from the foods that we eat? Do I have food sensitivities, food allergies that I am not addressing and I'm just eating? So that gets to be an important thing. Do I have challenges in my immune system, what I call immune imbalances? Because there are inflammatory markers. If I lower them down, my body will be less inflamed. So that immunity gets to be big important and making sure that I am in balance. There is the hormonal component. So are my hormones balanced, especially for perimenopause and menopause women? If they don't have enough estrogen and progesterone, that's going to cause them problems in weight loss and anxiety, sleep issues. Then there is insulin and blood sugar. And A1C numbers that we can see creeping up every time we do the test with the doctor. All right. So lifestyle then kicks in. And how many hours do I get from sleep? And if I'm not sleeping enough, my A1C is going up and I'm going to get type 2 diabetes. So all of these things, to compile it and say I'm going to take an injection, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And that's why I tell people it's time to do fresh lab work and kind of seek help for what else you can do beyond the injection to face your real issues with weight management, which is a healthier lifestyle that's going to make you see yourself in a better, healthier way, you know?
You know, Dr. Omar, it's certainly one of those things that, you know, people, it's not easy, right? I mean, none of this is easy. You're changing your lifestyle that you've grown accustomed to sometimes for over decades. And people want to do the right thing. The willpower aspect of it is I guess where a lot of it is, it's kind of lost, right? I mean, it's easier to go ahead. You look at things and you say, well, I've been working at this and I'm trying and I've lost a couple ounces. So it's easy to get frustrated.
It is easy to get frustrated. But I want to tell you about a patient I met yesterday. He came and he's obese.
So right? Why don't you do this, obese. Dr. Omar? Hang on a second. Yeah. 855-752-4842. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He'll take any questions or comments. You're on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has penned a letter to U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, urging him to prevent any further delays in funding for infrastructure projects in the state. Governor Evers called the obstructions of federal funding approvals unlawful and harmful and highlighted a number of projects he says are ready to go. Among those highlighted were local community projects like the St. Croix River Bridge project in Douglas County and the already approved electric vehicle infrastructure projects across the state. The Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership will receive $10 million in grant funding to develop a statewide apprenticeship network. According to organization officials, the grant funding will be spread out over 5 years and will focus on underrepresented populations in the state. The Department of Workforce Development reported record numbers for apprenticeships in 2024, supporting industries like construction and manufacturing. The organization's Apprenticeship Pathway Coalition Initiative will oversee the funding. A Barron County judge has ordered that a Rice Lake woman facing up to 15 years in prison for distributing methamphetamine undergo a competency exam. According to court documents, 51-year-old Tiffany Wold Hughes was charged with 2 felony counts of delivery of methamphetamine and 1 count of possession with intent to deliver in July. She entered a not guilty plea at her arraignment in November and was scheduled for a jury trial beginning this week. Instead, the judge ordered her to undergo a competency exam before a May 6th hearing. One person was killed and 2 seriously injured in a Barron County crash on Tuesday morning. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at around 6 a.m. near the intersection of 18th Street and 8 and a half Avenue, just south of Barron. A 50-year-old man sitting in the passenger seat was killed in the crash. The 34-year-old driver and a 44-year-old passenger were both flown to Regents Hospital with serious injuries. Authorities say speed was a factor in the crash, which saw the car leave the roadway and roll over into a wooded area. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the film The Gorge on Apple TV, and I referred to it as not a great movie, but a great streaming movie that you can watch at home. The same applies for the film Elevation. It's yet another post-apocalyptic film where giant insect-type creatures emerge from the middle of the earth and wipe out 95% of the population, leaving only those who live in the mountains above 8,000 feet due to the fact that the creatures cannot survive at that altitude. The film is well cast, well acted, and has some pretty harrowing moments as star Anthony Mackie has to descend below 8,000 feet in search of inhalers for his son who has asthma. Not a bad watch, and I do recommend. For those of you eagerly awaiting season 4 of Ted Lasso, if your favorite character was Lasso's son Henry, you'll be disappointed to know that the show will recast the role played by Gus Turner, who played the role for 3 seasons. On the bright side, if you're an actor and can pull off playing a 12-year-old, this could be your big breakthrough. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 40s this afternoon. The wind will be west to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles in the afternoon with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Judge Brad Schimel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
the 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Trump's Agriculture Department continues to axe food programs to the tune of over $1 billion and counting. Plus, Nancy Pelosi says, "Don't give away anything for nothing." What did Chuck Schumer get us? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
times in my life I've been wondering why. Still somehow I believe we'd always survive. Now I'm not so sure you're waiting to hear one good reason to try. But what more can I say? What's left to provide?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always give us a call at 262-429-9429 or go to welltopiarx.com.
And while we're on the airwaves, you can always call and have a conversation with Dr. Omar over the air. Let's go to Ali from North Woods. Hey, good morning to you, Ali. You say what?
Good morning. I have a question for the doctor. What would he recommend for somebody who has lymphedema and chronic joint pain? Would he recommend lab work or something, a particular lab?
So, you know, Ali, when you call, you should turn your radio down because sometimes you hear that in the background. But you're okay. He heard you. Dr. Omar?
So lymphedema is like it's a condition that has swelling in the lymphatic fluid buildup, right? Can open happens in the arms and the legs, right? So the challenge is the management of reducing the swelling, improving the circulation, and complications. So it's very important to refer to a doctor who's going to be a vein specialist to see where is the lymphatic swelling that is happening and to find the best solution for ongoing to prevent the complications. So there are these specialists who are vein specialists, and there are several centers of them in Wisconsin and in other states, but that's where I would refer them first to know what's actually going on, to get clear imaging of how complicated it is. And then we would seek ways of reducing swelling, improving circulation. And that can happen with medications and supplements and also the properly fitted compression garments to prevent worsening of the swelling.
Okay, thank you very much for your help.
Hey, Ali, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. So, Dr. Omar, when you're talking about these Ozempic, Mounjaro, and all these other miracle drugs that have come into vogue here recently, and you talked about the compounding of them, is there any withdrawal symptoms?
The main withdrawal symptoms of stopping the medication is going to be the noise of food coming back, and people will eat more often. And the only way that they were using in order to lose weight is going to be going away. So the challenge is like these medications are meant to work as you take them for weight loss. If you stop it, you don't lose weight anymore. But if we have approached the GLP-1 agonists from the idea of I want to manage my hormones, my stress, my gut health, my sleep cycle, and I found that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 5 or number 3 is I'm going to use the medication, but 1, 2, 3 is going to include eating healthier diet that's kind of guided by a dietitian, not just kind of eating broccoli or something, because diet and eating psychology is much deeper than that. So guidance is very important. So diet, exercise, you need guidance on exercising. And you don't have to have a personal trainer every time that you train. There are kind of training apps that are wonderful. I have to have clear lab work for what's going on, clear complete blood count, thyroid function, hormonal function, and many other, a list of lab work that is needed to see the nutrition deficiencies, if there is any mold toxins or any heavy metal toxicity that need to be addressed. What I want to tell you in simple terms is that these medications were meant to be a kickstart for a weight loss program, but they're not the end game. And with many doctors, actually, the patients don't go above the first or the second tier of the dosing because they're doing some other things that help their body. So if you are taking Mounjaro or tirzepatide, 2.5 or 5 milligram, which is the starting two doses, many people don't want to go or don't need to go beyond the 5 milligram because they are already losing weight. And if they stop, there is replacement program to help them. So I think for people who are going to stop these medications due to cost, I would recommend that they would seek help from a functional medicine practitioner to figure out what else we can do, because we have a lot of options, but they are all customizable. And there are other supplements and medications that help to stop the noise of food, but they're just what works for you is not going to work for me. And that's why we tell people, okay, it's not the end of the road for your weight loss, because these medications were meant to help you to start the journey. And actually, I have many people who are calling me and telling me, you know what, we started this program, we wanted to take the Mounjaro and Ozempic for only a few months, but now we are on our own and we could keep the weight that we lost because we have identified that we had problems in our hormones that needed to be balanced, and we finally got our hormones balanced. So I would tell a woman on her prime years of 55 and 60, if you balance your estrogen and progesterone and testosterone, you're going to live the best days of your life. You're going to have a sharp mind. You'll be able to lose weight. You'll be able to sleep well, less anxiety. And the key is going to be balancing your hormones. So I'm talking about system of body, not just a health condition.
You know, Dr. Omar, is it safe to say, you know, people are addicted to alcohol. They're addicted to drugs. They're addicted to a lot of different things. Can you be addicted to food?
That's what we're having, yes. And this is planned and programmed because we see the food commercials everywhere. Like, as I told you, like you leave your work, you go to anywhere, and then you see all of these fast food chains that keeps the image in your brain. Food, food, food. And they're very delicious. And there are scientists that create the most delicious M&Ms and the most delicious this and that. So we are all addicted to food, unfortunately. And going against this addiction needs a lot of work. I was just a quick story. I was coming back from a 3 days trip to my four kids and my wife. And I called them and I told them, I got for you sweets. Everyone has sweets. And they were so happy. So I went inside and I gave my first child, here's an apple. Second child, here's a peach. Third child, here's a carrot. They were looking at me. What are you doing, Dad? This is not sweets. I told them, you know what? You're not going shopping with me again. And, you know, 4 days later, they ate all of the fruits and the vegetables that I brought because that's what was in the house. So, you know, I consider this a tough love. I don't want to buy them sweets because I see the implications of diabetes and what it can cause to our generation. Like 30 years ago, 20 years ago, you would go to a classroom and you would just see just one child that's overweight and everyone would be picking on them. Now you enter the classroom and you see half the class are overweight because of the kind of delicious food addictions that we've been programming our generations to come on, right?
You know, Dr. Omar, the 855-752-4842 is the number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, and the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. You know, you really, the way you lay it out, you know, 30 years ago, you contracted diabetes. It was a death sentence, right?
Yeah.
And even today, it's you know, once they say you have diabetes, it takes the wind out of your sails. And you begin to think everything is a downward spiral from that point on. And you say, well, listen, I didn't intentionally do these things to myself, but it happened to me. And now, you know, for the rest of my life, I've got to walk this tightrope. Because really, that's kind of what it is. If you don't understand what it is, right? I mean, if you talked about all the different stages, all the different things, different aspects of your body and the systems in your body that impact and affect the fact that you now have diabetes, and all of those different systems you've got to be aware of and how they're working. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, and it is not easy, Earl. So that's why we need guidance, because it can be overwhelming even to the clinicians. So if diabetes is like diabetes, pre-diabetes, and you're normal. The challenge is like if you are having every time blood sugar is being checked and the numbers are creeping up, if it's the A1C is a number, there is an inflection point that they tell you now you have, you're pre-diabetic, which is if A1C is 5.7, then if it goes to 6.2, you're diabetic. But between 5.4 and 6.2, there is a range that a lot of things you could do to keep the numbers low. And you have to be told by your doctor that things are moving in the wrong direction. Now let's work on diet. Let's talk about food. How do you eat? How do you do this? How do you do that? Or if the doctor doesn't have time for that, which is 99% of the case is true, the doctor should refer you to a dietitian to see how your eating habits are affecting your probability to get diabetes soon. So it is safe to say that looking at our health conditions as chronic health conditions only is not enough to solve our health crisis.
855-752-4842. You're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. So, Dr. Omar, it's one thing to have it, diabetes, and it's hereditary. It's another one altogether when children at very young ages become obese. And you talked about it. You see it everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't care where it is you see it, but that's in America. It's not like that everywhere. All over the world, right?
It's all over the world, unfortunately.
Oh, it
is. I remember, it's everywhere now this is happening because the American lifestyle of living and eating is infecting every
country. Dr. Omar, hang on. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Elon Musk and Donald Trump are out of control, slashing healthcare and food for hungry kids, eliminating the Department of Education. Now, Musk and Trump are trying to buy a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, spending millions to elect extremist Brad Schimmel. And if elected, Schimmel wants to criminalize abortion, even in cases of rape and incest. Brad Schimmel, an extreme rubber stamp for Musk and Trump, and wrong for Wisconsin. We need justices who are fair, who know right from wrong. Judge Susan Crawford has spent her life standing up for Wisconsin and keeping us safe. She'll always protect our right to choose. And Crawford will be the check and balance we need against Elon Musk and Donald Trump. On April 1st, vote Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Go to www.iwillvote.com to find out where and how to cast your vote by April 1st. Paid for by Power to the Polls Action Fund, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to break into spring with WLAK. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
More farm-related programs being canceled. Those affect more than $1 billion in purchasing local food from farmers for food banks.
These types of programs, it gets high-quality food to people who need it at an affordable price. It's a win-win-win, and it's just a really good investment in these rural economies.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. You can always reach us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar, how can people reach you?
You can always call us at 262-429-9429 or go to wiltopiarx.com.
And Cardi, if people want to get, you know, excerpts from this, how do they do it?
They could tap onto the live stream on YouTube at civicmedia.com, or they could check out the website at civicmedia.us to view the episode. Click on the Earl Ingram Show and look on this episode.
All right, let's go to Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Morning, gentlemen. I'd like to ask Dr. Omar's opinion. I eat a healthy diet, but I still have quite a taste for sweets, and so I use the healthy sweeteners in my baking and my food choices like stevia, erythritol, xylitol. So is this okay, or should I be working on getting rid of this addiction to sweets, which is what I think of it as? Thanks very much.
Thanks, Mary. Stevia is okay to take. It's much healthier than sugar. So if you like stevia and you accept the taste of stevia, it's used as a sweetener in many of the powders in the professional grade supplements. And I'm fine with stevia, erythritol. They are much better than the other sucralose and other kind of high fructose corn syrup kind of sweetened foods. So stevia is okay, per most of the scientists and doctors. It should be fine.
You know, Dr. Omar, from the time we're children, parents don't understand. And so we start getting things. I don't care what it is. It's always something that's sweet. And the business community knows what it's doing, right? It's not by accident.
Yeah. It is not by accident. And just want to decrease the sweets. And if we're going to eat it, we eat it as the last thing in the meal, not the first part of the meal. Like if you start your meal by getting the proteins and the vegetables and the salads, we have made that caution in the gut. So when we eat the sweets, the absorption of sugar is going to be much less than starting the meal by eating something sweet when we're very hungry. We're going to eat less portions, and it's going to cause less effect on the spikes of the blood sugar, because what affects the blood sugar is the spikes, the shooting up to the sky of numbers of blood sugar after we eat the sweets. So what we can, if we cannot stop the sweets, we can just kind of regulate when we eat them. We can make sure that when we go to the department stores, we don't bring our children with us, because they're always going to be fighting on 5, 10 different things, and eventually the parent is going to give up to one or two things, you know. So it's an ongoing battle for the health of our generations.
You know, Dr. Omar, it's it really is just a hard thing to continue to wrestle with. But it's, you know, it's something that you have to, you know, people have overcome, you know. I used to smoke cigarettes. I can't even believe that I used to smoke cigarettes, but I was able to overcome smoking cigarettes. There's some things that I used to do in my life that I stopped doing, because I knew long term that these things were not good for me. But man, that continued battle with the food aspect of it sometimes, I think, is even more difficult than giving up the cigarettes.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, giving up the smoking is a great step for health, and we wish any smoker to quit. But there is several battles we have to go through, and God gave us the ability to do that. The human body and the human brain and the alignment of our will and our abilities of what we want to do. If we decide to do something, we will do it. So a lot of people have become better thinking of the present and the future, not just thinking about failures of the past. So I completely agree with you, and I really salute you for being able to get rid of that cigarette. This must have had a great impact in your life and in your health and in your feeling of your ability to do things, right?
Well, you know, I mean, I said that I had given up smoking 20 years ago, but my wife said, nah, it's been much longer than that, probably closer to 30 years ago. But, yeah. You know, long, and, you know, it did give me the willpower and the courage to know that you didn't have to be stuck in that reality, you know, and the willpower to know that whatever it is, you can overcome it. Because what you're talking about, Dr. Omar, is willpower, information, and willpower. But number one, information. Everything that you're talking about points to information if you're going to change your life, right?
Right, exactly. Getting the right information, and we start with that. That's where we start.
All right, Dr. Omar, it's always good talking to you. We'll see you in a week, and hopefully it'll be a little warmer.
All right.
All right. You have been officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Up next, it's your thing. We can talk about whatever it is your heart desires on the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I'm taking a little time off, but not to worry. We've got a special Women's History Month episode for you. I talk with some of my fabulous female colleagues here at Civic Media. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli airstrikes overnight killed at least 85 Palestinians, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. Israel also restoring a blockade in northern Gaza, including over Gaza City, closing off a key north-south corridor. Here's ABC's Matt Rivers in Tel Aviv.
Death toll since Tuesday morning, a staggering 500-plus people, and more evacuation orders are coming, says Israel's defense minister, saying if Palestinian civilians don't get rid of Hamas on their own, quote, the alternative is complete destruction.
Senior officials from across Europe are meeting today to flesh out plans for an international peacekeeping force for Ukraine. It's not clear as of now how many countries are willing to send troops. President Trump expected today to sign an executive order starting the process for eliminating the Department of Education. Actually doing that would require an act of Congress. Slightly more people applied for unemployment benefits last week, but the number is still historically low. This is ABC News.